Welcome back to Just Roll With It, our little tasting menu of tabletop RPGs. This is episode 13 of our Court of Blades game, which has been a veritable feast in and of itself. Where we last left our precious Skylarks, they managed to spirit the LaBelle Air out of the Palazzo without making too many waves. Now, they just have to find their lover and get them out of the city, without burning anything down in the process. Sounds easy to me. Let's go!
Okay, so you need to distract Armand while Fia and I take the prince to Giselle, I think is what's happening.
I will do that also because I did want to actually have a conversation with Armand because being a member of the founder, the Buskins are our friends, so I want to talk.
Amazing. I think as you two shepherd Fiore off to where you saw Giselle, Lee, it's been about an hour. Nothing has happened. No one has been tipped off. The party's still in full swing. Nobody's remarking on the absence of the heir.
All right. I'm going to go over to each of the groups that I may have discourteously brushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
Say, unfortunately, something has come up that requires my attention somewhere else. But it was lovely seeing you. And I look forward to seeing you when school resumes in session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody's drunk now. So you get, we'll see you when school starts. Have a good night. Blah, blah, blah. You're able to eat yourself out without any problem.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to find a gondola.
Mm-hmm.
That's step one.
Yes.
This is a multi-step process of what I want to do. I want to find a gondola. I want to find a group of urchins.
Okay.
A group of about, call it four people. Four people big. That's the group of urchins I would like to find.
Any particular age for your urchins? While you're urchin shopping?
not quite grown, but like mid-teens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much pity should people feel for them when they see them?
How grimy do you want these orphans to be?
No, the griminess doesn't matter because of what I'm about to offer them.
All right.
I'm going to try to find this group of four, call it four urchins, mm-hmm, or so. And I'm going to approach them and just be like, I mean you no harm. I just come to you wondering if perhaps I could. I have come into a little bit of coin this evening, and I was hoping that I might be able to spread that wealth around with you. If you are comfortable with it, and this is solely if you're comfortable with it. I can understand if you're not. But if you are comfortable, I would like to treat you to a gondola ride where I would provide showers and a free hot meal for the evening.
Yeah, you find four, they're about preteen age, like 13, 14. Some of them are like, yeah, maybe one is 15. They look like they could use it. The oldest one gives you a suspicious look. And what do we owe this generosity, Max?
You can call me Oz. And actually, no, I think Lee would give their real name for this one. You can call me Lee. And as I said, I came to some coin this evening, and I just simply want to spread the wealth.
No one gives anything away for free down here, not even on this hill.
Have you ever heard about the redistribution of wealth?
Yeah, I heard a buskin talk about it once. Sounds like a load of nonsense.
Perhaps, but it is a load of nonsense that I wholeheartedly believe in, and this is part of redistributing wealth.
You're just going to give it to us. And a gondola ride. And a bath and a meal. You don't Correct. Want nothing. You don't want nothing else.
You're free to pat me down.
What do you think, Liza? I'd know. They seem pretty damn suspicious to me. What do you want these urchins for?
Well, in case word spreads around that a group of four people disappeared in the gondola with perhaps...
Oh, this is... I like... good. I like... That's clever.
That's so Very clever.
Thank you. You just gotta convince them.
Yeah.
How are you doing that?
I think Consort is correct. I am being genuine with these children. I'm not trying to lie to them. I gave them my real name.
Do you flash any gold?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I have to show them that I did come into some wealth this evening. Yeah. I'm not just...
I have an ambitious flashback here to assist you.
Please.
I met these urchins earlier. And I told them about Lee.
One stress flashback.
Excellent.
So you'll have the help action here, and you will. It's going to be controlled. Great. Worst thing that could happen is they make a little bit of a noise, and you know some of the Lavelle Guard are a little bit suspicious.
All right, so controlled, you said?
Controlled, great.
Controlled, great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I know I already get plus one die, but Corey, say I was curious about a lady's favor.
Uh-huh, if you were really curious about a lady's favor, mm-hmm. and you wanted to make me think of something that would be applicable for this this specific situation that I definitely thought was going to happen.
Corey, we've been playing games for ages. When are you going to learn to always predict the unpredictable for me?
You can't predict the unpredictable. That's why it's unpredictable.
I mean, I have a suggestion.
Oh, please.
You know who hates us?
Who hates you?
The City Watch hates us.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to follow any gondola that they think we're on.
Ooh, so they're on you for something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Alternatively, you cannot shake these orphans now. They demand more.
Yes. That would be the entire fucking evening. That's the lady's favorite. I love that.
Congrats. You have kids now.
Yeah. I was about to say, all right, I'm renaming these kids. I'm naming one Richard. I'm naming the next one Jason. We got Tim and we got Stephanie.
Oh, they have
names. This is what I'm calling them.
They're buying into the communism. You are now their leader.
So tell us more about this redistribution of wealth.
Lee, if only you knew that Allie was... I mean, you do know that Allie's part of the founder, I'm pretty sure. Or at least associated, so...
Yeah.
You know.
So which lady's favor is it? The kids just follow me around?
Kids are following you. Yeah, you will not be able to shake the kids for the rest of the evening.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
This is the best.
You got two bonus dice.
That's a five.
It's a five.
Consequence is that I'm going to throw a tick on the suspicion clock.
That's fine. I mean, that's what this is for, right?
So. Okay. Yeah, sure.
That is fine with me.
Okay.
I'm going to treat these kids to whatever meal they want.
Uh-huh.
However much food they want. I'll just bring it aboard the gondola. It's fine.
Yeah, there's a street vendor like selling chestnuts and shit nearby. And yeah, you can... Like,
have whatever food you want. We want street food. Any food you want. You understand? Anything.
This is here. This food is here on that street corner. We get it now. I don't understand why.
It's on a holiday, too. Where do you think you're going to go?
So you have the dubious... what's the word that I'm looking for? Chaperoneship of the Bone Crows right now.
Uh-huh.
And their names are Veslin, Jonte, Tanner, and Eliza.
All right. And yeah, Lee just distributes cloaks to them too. Yeah, just to, you know, because the gondola might be cold. You know, you want to keep these kids warm.
Mm-hmm. They do bones, motherfucker. I mean, what? I definitely and, yeah. didn't create these urchins for Samael.
And while we're on the gondola, I'm going to continue talking about the redistribution of wealth and season the means of production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all eating. I mean, this is a noble neighborhood, so like the street food is
really good. Roasted chestnuts. Good.
Yeah, like they're good. They're nuts. They're probably one of them has like a fucking turkey leg. There's all sorts. Yeah, they're eating and like staring at you with rapt attention. These teenagers, these preteens.
You see, children, the history of the world is the history of class struggle. That's the first thing you need to understand. Mm-hmm. And then I just go on and on about it, kind of to distract them while I'm upon this gondola with them.
Tavik, you should be just taking notes. Right, yeah, give me, you got a notebook.
I just pull out like a notebook and like piece of lead wrapped with paper around it and just hand it to the kid.
Dang, these urchins can write?
One of them can.
Oh, wow, damn. That's good for, good for them.
Tanner can read.
Excellent. One of them can read, one of them write. Perfect.
No, Tanner can read and write.
Okay.
They used to be a merchant. Don't talk about it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
So which one of merchants?
Which one of them was Locke?
His name is Beslin.
I'm still reading that. No spoilers.
I noticed that Tanner's head is a little bit close to the page, and I make a mental note to invest in glasses for this kid.
Mm-hmm. Poor child is definitely nearsighted.
Tanner is a large boy, though. So.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Nobody fucks with Tanner.
Yeah.
But yeah, you and the bone crows are going down the canal. Yeah. Fairly busy canal. Are you poling?
Yes, I am.
Okay, interesting. All right, yeah. I think that there's not a problem. Traffic is moving, albeit slightly slowly, and I think that you get there about the time that they find Giselle. So, Lee shows up with four kids in tow.
And that is why we need to seize the means of production.
Beautiful.
This is fine.
I'm sure this won't cause any problems.
You know, Lee's off doing Lee stuff. This is fine.
Yeah, it's not like Lee is supposed to be in the same places anyway because they're supposed to be a distraction.
It's true. Yeah. Having four urchins with you and talking about communism is very distracting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, follow that one there. I don't like what they're talking about.
So if we start picking pockets and we start robbing stores.
Listen. We all know that the people in the warehouses and manufacturers are committing wage theft. All you'd be doing is taking back what rightfully belongs to the people.
Are you going to start teaching them expropriation? Freaking vanguardists, get out of here.
Oh, no, what if we robbed the bank? The bank's where all the money is. Oh, now you're thinking, Liza, now you're thinking.
Lee, I think we need to have a flashback to talking about this sort of distraction because we definitely came up with this. Just like, Lee, if this starts going wrong, and let's be real, anything with urchins is going to inevitably have the city watch coming after them. I can hook you up. Not the urchin side, but the, you know, let's call them enhanced distractions.
Oh, no, don't do bombs.
No.
All you need is a couple of sledgehammers.
Oh, those aren't bombs.
No, they're not. I don't actually have access to bombs. I have access to one bomb, probably, in something destructive. And I'm not giving that to somebody.
That's my bomb. Like, yeah,
this 10-year-old, and 10-year-old just like, what the fuck do I do with this?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you ever need to, just remember that. Because I imagine you already know the air you're going into, and I'm pretty sure I know the air you're going into. You hit those rotten pieces of shit, the few sledgehammer strikes, you'll be good.
I'll make a note of that.
Because some of them buildings down by the Grown, they're not built up to any kind of standard, you know?
Well, of course not. That would cost extra money.
Yeah, of course. Can't be having that. That's why the city burns down every 10 years. Yeah. So, just keep that in mind. Just don't do it to any bridges.
No, that's what the fires are for.
Exactly. See? See? We're on the same page here.
I hate it.
Back in the present.
Beautiful. Okay, so one of you has four orphans, and the other three of you have a heir to a princehood and a buskin. And another buskin.
I think mm-hmm. Allie was taking Armand, and we were taking Fiore. Was that the plan?
That was the plan, yes.
Sounds correct to me. So, Allie, how do you distract our drunk buskin?
I mean, easily. I don't think that's a question.
Yeah.
But really, a combination of fine inebriants and talking about revolution is going to be the way to do it.
Oh, yeah. Armand is totally here for revolution talk.
Excellent. Yeah, it's just like, so I haven't met with any buskins recently, and it really would be doing some good for Semba if we met more often, you know, in places that aren't like coffee houses or something, because I know how much you all like that so much.
But where will we meet if there is not coffee? How are we supposed to talk about revolution if there is no coffee?
Really? You think this revolution's going to be over coffee?
You need to be well caffeinated if you are going to overthrow the bourgeoisie.
Okay, look.
please do not let the 10, 12-year-olds hear that. I do not need to be providing coffee to children.
Look, you're not caffeinated right now, are you?
I had 3 cups of coffee before I came down here.
Why would you do that?
So I would stay awake!
You didn't think the dancing would keep you awake?
Look, the dancing serves a very different purpose. I am here as an observer. I am here to soak in the air of luck and love and the fire. I am so I can compose a beautiful song to put to melody.
You know what would permeate really well through that fire?
Are they going to say a bomb?
No, I was going to say talk of revolution. People are going to get excited. You know what gets really? You know what you can use when people get really excited?
Oh, please. Enlighten me.
You can use rhetoric. Rhetoric's very effective when passions are high, ain't it?
You're not wrong. I am mostly a lyricist, but we have a few more incendiary poets among us.
Yeah, where are the orators anyway? I don't hear any of them.
They're drinking. Would you like to come meet them?
I mean, I'm a little bit on a schedule, but I could. Look, again, I'm doing this a little bit as a favor. I'm not here on a mission or anything like that, but, you know, if you want to advance the cause... Kind of little playful shrug, just like, there's a way to do it.
Well, you have that booze, and I'm sure they will appreciate that. So come on! And they clap you on the back. I will take you to meet my friends.
Armand, I think this is going to be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, and I think Armand starts breaking out in song. As they throw their arm over your shoulder and take you to meet a bunch of other buskins.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure this won't go wrong.
Yeah,
good distraction.
Sure. You're welcome. Hey, I'm a master of distractions. It's kind of the point of my playbook.
It's true.
Meanwhile,
Meanwhile, Fia, Vivi, and Fiore have, I believe you slipped off to Giselle?
Yes.
Yep.
Giselle is currently, like, sort of in, at the mouth of an alley, not so far down that it might be a danger, but, or a side street, at the mouth of a side street. Their purple hair is a little bit tousled. They have thick horn-rimmed spectacles perched on their nose. And they are arguing with somebody in a red cloak with ink-spattered hands. I told you, I'm leaving tonight. It's going to just have to be left undone. I'm sorry, you can finish it with somebody else. There is no one else. No one else has your eye for color, your passion. I need your help. These books won't make it without you. I'm sorry, Michael. I can't. I'm leaving tonight. And she turns to leave, and he grabs her by the wrist. What do you guys want to do?
I feel like we should intervene.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to slink out from the shadows. And I think I'm going to say, I believe the woman said no.
This has nothing to do with you. I don't even know who you are. Please, this is not, like, this is between me and her.
Oh, my business is not with you. My business is with Giselle.
I think he rounds on you.
Let him.
Let's Giselle's hand go. Giselle, like, immediately brings her wrist back, and she's not hurt or anything, but, like, you know, the pressure, she sort of rubs it anyway. And who are you?
Oh,
are you the reason she's leaving? Are you the reason? Are you taking her away from our incredibly important work?
I am not the reason she is leaving, no.
Then what business is this of yours?
What business is that of yours? Are you her keeper?
I thought we were friends. Apparently I'm mistaken.
Yeah, I think that makes my face soften a little bit. And I think I say, and I don't expect him to care about this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Sometimes you need to let your friends go. Sometimes what is best for them is not what is you.
He looks like a storm sort of like crosses his face. But he looks from you to Giselle, who has taken a step back and is like sort of in the protective aura of like the three of you now. And I think he just turns and walks away. I do think, that unless you're able to keep them or him quiet, and there will be a bit of a ruckus because of all of the shouting that's going on from him. So how do you convince him to just like leave quietly, I guess?
I don't think I do, but Fia, if you have an idea, feel free.
Oh, gosh. So I was going to suggest you follow him, but if you'd rather I do it.
I mean, I'm not sure that I care that he makes a ruckus. Because Giselle going missing, that's not a big deal, as long as no one knows that Fiore's gone. Well, what do you think? Like, what's your plan?
I mean, my plan was just to try and get Fiore and Giselle away from here quickly, but
Yeah, so like we just let him go, let him shout, and we just abscond. I think that's a valid plan.
Okay. Yeah. People have started to look your way, but it's not enough to like start a clock yet. It's the precursor to starting a clock. the next thing that will happen will be a tick on the guards, or like interest is roused. Like people are starting to look your way. Like there was an argument like that nearly came to blows, or it looked like it was nearly going to come to blows from his side. He stalks off. There's muttering under his breath. And Giselle and Fiore grasp hands. Giselle like moves the hood back a little bit and moves the mask aside so she can look Fiore in their eyes. We're doing this. Okay. And they're going to go jump over the biggest fire in the center of the square.
Yeah, I think like as they're steeling themselves, I kind of put a hand on each of their shoulders and I say, time is not on our side. We do this now. And I just kind of lead them.
Yeah. They both nod. And they're, I think we get that scene of them like holding hands and looking at each other, and they leap over that flame as it turns from blue to purple to scarlet. And land deftly on the other side, as if the lady has blessed them with luck. And all you need to do now is get them to the caravan at the edge of town, right outside the gate.
Should we collect Lee and Ali, or leave them to their distracting?
I think we just have to go and hope that they find us or do their distractions otherwise. I think Lee's doing his own thing. I think Lee is running interference.
Lee seems to be holding a class.
As long as he is able to keep the attention of the crowd off of us, I think that Lee is doing a good job.
Fair enough.
Sorry, minor thing. Lee is they, them.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I think that... Yeah, as long as they are able to hold the attention of the crowd, I think that they are doing a good job.
Fair enough.
As far as Ali, if she can get away. Otherwise, we do not have time to wait.
No. Yeah, there's someone here, someone back in the house is going to notice before too long.
I think we do, like, I press a coin into an urchin's hand with a message to send to Allie, basically that it's time to go. And I send him towards the buskins. And hope that it reaches you. If it doesn't, that's fine.
No, it does. I think urchins have probably been running messages all evening. And you have plenty of gold, and your gold bites true. Allie, you, an urchin, maybe about 10 or so, comes over, gives you a message, tells you that they've collected Giselle, and they're ready to leave.
Right. Thank them. Just like, okay, turn to Armand, because I feel like we were in the middle of a conversation with the other buskins.
Yeah.
And it's just like, look, all I'm saying is that this is a very good chance for you to really put it out on the line. Think about it this way. We're having our thing here as the citizenry of Ilrien, the people of Ilrien. And yet those nobles, those knobs, the aristocracy are up in their piazzas doing their thing by their lonesome. As if they're somehow better than us because they wear masks and we don't. Think about it that way and how we could be getting something. Well, they should be down here with us, the people that do everything for them.
What, do you think that we all must be pulled down to the muck? We cannot all elevate ourselves?
It's the wrong way of thinking about it. it's not about us rising to them. It's about them coming down to us and sharing with us, being equal. You know, that is because the other way, that's their lie. That's the thing that they want, that they can pretend that, hey, people can rise. And they push that down, of course, too. But hey, let's think about it. The Fortunata Trade Federation, the Bank of Brass and Bone, all of them out there with their own aristocracy of wealth. They're living that dream, too. But that's a small percentage of the entirety of Ilrien. Think about it. We have this nice brandy and all that, but when are we going to actually ever taste something from the something made custom from the Arbor or something? Sure as hell is not going to be that.
They have a point. Our wine is shit.
Our wine is shit. Our food could be better. And it could be for everyone. Hmm? So, take control of the event. Make it about that. Make it about a message. There already is one. And luck, well, fortune favors the bold, doesn't it?
Make an interesting point, my friend.
Yeah.
I think all this rhetoric is going to start the clock, Saint. You're stirring up people.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to convince other people to do this for me.
Yes, I mean, how loudly are you talking?
I mean, it's a decent, I mean, this is a loud place, but it's like, this isn't whispers. This is, because I'm basically, because Allie went to, talking to Armand about it. Armand's like, hey, here's the orators and the poets. And I'm like, well, if we can convince them, they're going to get up on a freaking box or something and start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, not being quiet about it. There's no reason to. It's a holiday.
I'm trying to give you a struggle with your scandal.
I know.
Or your indulgences.
I would love the City Watch to come over and arrest me. That would be great.
Great, yes. The City Watch is now noticed that there's a small confluence of artists over here talking about incendiary things when they should be talking about actual fire. So I'm going to start at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
The watch starts arresting people.
Ooh, because that's going to go over well on a holiday.
Oh, no, wait. arresting is very tricky here, because they don't really have anything.
Just then they start chopping people's
beheading
heads off.
Beheading people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be, they disperse the,
They make them go home from the party. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Disperse the buskins. Okay.
Arguably
not just the buskins,
worse.
Probably
everyone.
Most of the crowd out here.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. They're really the dicks. All right.
This is the City Watch. Are you surprised?
Yeah. We don't have that right, but sure.
You have said that you're such right.
We got to fight for it.
So you're telling me we have to fight?
For our party.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've done this, Corey.
I'm evil! I'm the GM. I play all the bad guys.
It's also good because I have a thing for Party Crasher. When drawing attention to yourself, take +1 effect. So...
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
So good.
Very good at being distracting. I think it's the thing of they start turning it from just the buskins to the crowd in general, just so that they can get the crowd's peer pressure onto the buskins.
Amazing. Yep. You're riling the buskins up now. And the guard are taking notice.
Excellent. I'm here for it.
Okay, so what do you do?
Well, I would like, the thing is I do have to leave because I got that message, but I want the buskins to continue on from where Allie leaves off. Like, basically get the people to start being like, yeah, what about it? And then the buskins have to actually get up on the table and start shouting about revolution. I want that Les Mis moment is what I want.
I think it's really funny that Ali and Lee were both given like the same communist manifesto, but like Ali was doing it from like the on the ground, this is our lives, this is what we need to change thing. And Lee was teaching the kids about the communist manifesto and the history of class struggle. Yeah. Like literal children were getting the academic version.
Very two very different types of leftists.
All right, if you want to incendiate, like if you want to do a thing where like your thing is covered, y'all get away to the gate without any issue, but the buskins start doing their incendiary rhetoric and it'll show up two ticks, you can roll me something.
Yeah, I would love to incite
more ticks
the crowd.
Maybe if more ticks maybe depending on how you roll.
So I have this special permission.
Mm-hmm.
It's called yes. A lucky break.
Yes.
Can I use that?
To get yourself out of this, but keep all the buskins here?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's something else you want your lucky break to do.
I think I'll save it for because basically what I'm doing here, because I think I am, this is a complicated thing of am I consorting or am I swaying? Because I was socializing the buskins because the buskins were here to be, you know, friends of the founder, all that kind of thing. But I'm using social pressure on them. Mm-hmm. So I think it's probably sway is the more effective thing.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do sway. I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
I get plus one effect because I'm drawing attention to myself. Actually, okay. What is the position effect? But keep that in mind.
If you don't use your lucky break, it's going to be risky standard.
Okay. Is that with the effect or without? Plus one effect without it?
That's without. Push yourself for the effect or whatever, it'll be great. If you use your lucky
break. I don't need to push myself. It's just when I draw attention to myself.
Fantastic. Then yeah, that's so great.
Okay, risky great. All right. I think I'll save the lucky break for consequences.
Fair enough.
Because that feels like a very good, this is a consequence thing. All right, let's do it. I'm sure this will go only well. So risky, great, one bonus die. Fours,
okay. I'm going to put two ticks on the, actually, you know what? I think I'm going to fill it up. The guards start dispersing the crowd.
I'd like them to not disperse the crowd. Yeah. That defeats the purpose of this. I would love to resist it down. Okay. I'd love to. That would be good. How do I resist it down? I think I'll use my lucky break. I think there's just that single moment. There is that single moment where there is a indecisiveness in the crowd. And it's one of those things where somebody in the crowd, there just happens to be somebody in the crowd who just clicks with this. It's probably there's a member of the founder in the crowd who's like gets the crowd into a frenzy about this. And that's how we prevent the cards from just completely dispersing this crowd.
Amazing.
There is fight within the sinister yet.
There is. You get your Les Mis moment. I don't know any of the speeches. I've never actually seen Les Mis. One of them standing on the top of a fountain, shouting rhetoric. Somebody started swelling music up. A lot of the people have turned away from the fire and are paying attention. Murmurs are going up around the crowd. The guard have started wading through to try and get these buskins who are ruining Firelight Stride, and y'all slip out of the plaza.
I can't believe they made this event political. God.
Ugh. Politics ruining everything.
Run to everybody else.
And y'all can just slip out.
Yeah, let's go.
The caravan is waiting outside of the gate of the Grand Gate for the prince, or for the heir and their lover. Fiore looks at all of you and says, I cannot repay you for this, both literally and figuratively. Thank you all.
Yeah, I think I say live well. That is payment enough.
Agreed. Good luck to both of you.
Giselle and Fiore look at each other and smile. I think we have all the luck in the world.
I certainly hope so.
Here, I can give you one thing. And they pull out a book out of their bag. This big, thick, heavy grimoire. And they hand it to you, Fia. Take care of this.
We will.
And they vanish into the caravan. And the caravan starts down the road just as you hear shouting going up from the plaza.
Oh no.
We should probably get away from there.
I mean, probably. There may just be a mighty insurrection happening, you know.
We should probably get off the streets.
I don't want to know.
Should we go help Mixley? Isn't that the kind of thing you were talking about?
Hey, Teach, you're gonna introduce us?
In a second. So what these people are doing is in fact active rebellion and reclaiming the means of production. But
yeah. Like you said.
A movement requires several parts. This is merely one of the many parts that we can do to help things going along. Other things that can help are to aid in movements in other parts of the town, other parts of Illyrian, that would force the City Watch to spread their forces. After all, there are only so many of them, and we, the people, outnumber them, correct?
Yeah, that's...
So it would be beneficial for us, the people, to go to a different location and to perhaps encourage people to start up their own movements there, so as to force the City Watch to have to split their focus and split their call it 100 people in 10 different locations instead of sending the full 100 to one location.
Okay. You say this to them. Veslin looks at the others. We need to go start a fire in the Silk.
No.
And the other three preteens nod gravely.
What have you done?
Kimmy is just like,
what? Teach. Allie,
these are, these are Veslin, Jante, Tanner, and Eliza.
Hi again.
Veslin, Jante, Tanner, Eliza. This is Allie.
So
they are my
mix.
They're your disciples now?
Of sorts.
What have you two been doing?
Well, you said you didn't want to know, so we're not gonna tell you.
There.
Once again,
Teacher has been teaching us all about Marxism.
About what now?
Marxism, yeah, that's what you said, Marxism? Yeah, Teach.
Right, it's Marxism, right? That is the thing.
Mm. Yes, after the teachings of Karl Marx.
Yeah, Karl Marx. Yeah. Huh. Well, they are quite well informed about it, but the result of this is not let's burn down part of the city while the city's already partly on fire. You know. There's a time and place for that.
But
now's not the time and place.
But we gotta divide and conquer. Isn't that what you said?
the conch is not so literal. Think about it. If you go and start something down at the Silk, think about the people who actually live there, yeah? They're not going
to
be happy.
We gotta go set fire to a noble palazzo. That's it.
No, that's a bad idea.
Think of it like this. If we were to burn all of Ilrian down, or even the more fancy parts of Ilrian, we wouldn't be seizing the means of production. We would be destroying the means of production, which doesn't benefit anybody.
We live here.
Well, how do we do that?
Well, I think it's something like Teach. What did you say? Building a coalition? Something like
precisely.
That? Yeah. Coalition's like a group of groups that all have the same goal.
Like the gangs?
Sorta, yeah. You know, there are some gangs who all they're about is getting money in their pockets. These gangs, you know, they're about, well, seizing the means of production. You know, that.
There's a time and place for active rebellion, and there's a time and place for legislative rebellion.
Excuse me, what?
What?
I'm trying to not get them to set the Silk on fire.
Oh, fair enough, okay.
Yeah, no, let's not set anything on fire, please.
Isn't she one of them, the bourgeoisie? You look like one. You're in a fancy dress and everything.
So, our friend here is a fae.
Blank stares.
I think the last thing we want to do here is tangle with anything, anyone supernatural, you know?
Wouldn't you agree? Been to a garden and seen perhaps a brownie or something helping the plants grow?
Again, blank stares.
Spirits. You know spirits, right?
She's a ghost? Oh, shit, no. We gotta get out of here.
No. I'm probably worse than a ghost, actually. But...
See?
You're not helping.
Don't. Kids, you don't want to tangle with ghosts, right?
No, we don't want to get cursed.
Then don't tangle with her. Easy peasy.
Sorry, miss. We won't steal from you.
Thank you.
Please don't ghost curse us.
I am not going to ghost curse you. Or fey curse you.
I lean down to the kids and I say, I hear the last person who got on her bad side was sent to Soraya and has never been seen from again.
Gasps go up. There's one of them, the youngest.
These poor kids.
Jonte lets out a little scream.
So we're going to behave for her, correct?
Mm-hmm. Just a little chorus of frightened agreements go up among them.
Good.
Hey, you kids have anywhere to be tonight? The rest of tonight, that is.
We could go to our squat and divide up what Teach gave us.
That's a good plan. If you want somewhere that's a little fresher to lay down in, I do have a friend who you might be able to go to. You don't mind anybody too religious, you know.
Yeah, Grace is all right.
All right, and Allie has a contact that's a temple acolyte.
Mm-hmm.
Their name is Mayfong.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is one of the default contacts. Zishi is are their pronouns. Just like, go find Mayfong. Z's a grace, but also does you know, services for a few other divinities. Put it that way. She should take you in, at least for a day or two. You know, tell them Allie sent you.
All right. She's not going to do anything weird, is she?
No. She's cool.
All right. We'll tell Zia you sent us.
Sounds good.
And now that the errand is over.
Can I say something right quick?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I feel like after the kids leave, Fia just looks to Lee and Allie and is just like, I swear, if either of you get anyone set on overthrowing me or anything like that, I will make you both regret it.
I'm not gonna overthrow you. No. That's...
I don't think there's that much of a distinction.
Look, you have a whole other realm, right?
Technically. That's a thing?
I'm not gonna come over into your realm and mess with your shit, right?
I mean, depending which one of them you're talking about, that would be very bad.
Look, I got one place here. You got one world here. It's Illyrian. I'm not gonna go gallivanting in a fairy somewhere.
Good.
And if you believe that the next generation should be left behind to resort to giving up their hopes and dreams, then I can't just call them back and...
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Then we're on the same page.
I'm saying if you tell them that every noble they come across is someone they should be messing with and trying to overthrow, I don't think they're going to realize there's some that they shouldn't.
Well, with due time and preparation. And Lee kind of just trails off.
If I get mobbed by urchins or buskins, you are both in trouble.
Oh, I mean, the Buskins are doing their own thing. I don't have control over that. And they're not looking to, I don't know, mob you or anything like that anyway. But they have a cause. Some of their cause is weird, because some of them are very much like they want to become nobles themselves. They aren't exactly a coherent group. But, you know, some of them are good. Seems like Vivi's friend's one of them.
And last I checked, I only had 10 urchins under my belt, and...
Where are the other 6?
None of them are any much of a danger above the belt. It was a previous adventure, don't worry about it.
Okay.
There's a reason they're called teacher.
Okay.
Anyway.
Speaking of Vivi, I feel like this is the part where you notice that Vivi has been gone for a while.
Yeah, well, I figured.
Where has Vivi gone?
Just back. Like, as soon as, like, the nonsense with the urchins started, Vivi's just kind of slipped away. Like, I don't need this.
Amazing.
Fair. Yeah, we should catch up with Vivi.
We gotta still bring the gondolas back, so, yeah, yes. We should. Look, I'll drive. It'll be fine. I do have... Fia, how are you feeling right now, other than, you know, not wanting to be mobbed by urchins or whatever?
Fine. Why?
I don't know. I had another bottle right here. Takes out another bottle of brandy.
If you're offering me a drink, then sure.
Yeah, you and Lee, you both of you deserve it. Come on.
I'm perfectly content, thank you.
Fair enough. Then, Thea.
Yes, I'll take one.
Cool, good. I know it's not going to complete smooth things over, water under the bridge, all that kind of thing, but hey.
But it'll be all right, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
As you have, well, human realm territory, and if I ever wanted to deal with my father, I suppose other realm territory just retreat to as well if you get me in trouble.
I suppose so. Look, you are leaps and bounds more powerful than us in that regard. So, I'll take it. I think we finished both errands.
Yeah, yeah, you did. You finished them both in the palm.
You guys leave before the kerfuffle in the plaza can turn into a full-blown riot with the guard starting to get more than just a little violent to send people home. But you slip out on your gondolas and make it back to the plaza without any trouble. And as a result of your beautiful work this evening, you guys get 8 influence to spread amongst yourselves.
Holy crap.
Alright.
And Fia has a grimoire.
Mm-hmm. That she intends to look through as soon as she gets a chance.
Yeah, mark down, you have the Lavelle Grimoire in your book, in your notes.
That's very exciting.
Nobody's going to want that back. Y'all, we're rolling so well. I was planning on having some magic bullshit happen, but, you know, no one fucking failed enough.
I didn't even need my completely mundane distraction.
I mean, we created the distraction together.
That's true, you guys did. As the shouting in the plaza dies down. All right, so you guys got 8. How do you guys want to divide that up?
I think we're doing 2 apiece.
Yeah, you don't have any upkeep in this game, so sounds like a good idea. Exposure and shame.
So how much does the City Watch hate us now?
The City Watch, I mean, I think maybe slightly more than they used to. They didn't know it was you who stirred up the citizenry, but ooh, this might be loud and chaotic. This does feel like high exposure. So I think you're going to take 4 exposure.
Oof. Uh-oh.
Because, like, we're already at -2 with the City Watch. Right, because
heat's just for...
So that's going to give us a shame, I believe?
I believe so.
Oof.
If I can find the House Bastion. There we are.
I just filled it up.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. Yep.
This is fine.
So yeah, you guys have 1 shame. It's only 1. You're fine. So I think I have 2 things to roll for that now that you're at level 1 shame. Because we didn't do entanglements before. Are there entanglements in this game?
No.
Aren't there?
There are not. Because the entanglements are basically the other houses doing stuff.
Okay. Well then. I guess I better go through and decide who we pissed off with this. Well, I guess all the...
go ahead. I was going to say, I think there's some pretty obvious choices.
Yeah, you've pissed off the House of Lavelle. You have a -1 with them. I could put you at war with the City Watch, but they didn't actually catch you.
Yeah. And it was the Buskins' fault.
Sure, definitely the Buskins. I think you have a +1 with the Buskins now, because True hey. Love won. -1 with the Motley, I think.
Motley are the worst anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, we don't like them. And a -1 now with the Sevenfold Veils.
Who are they?
Which puts you at 0. They're a bunch of secret wizards, basically.
They're like a conspiracy of cultists, right? I think.
Yeah, basically. Okay, yeah, that sounds like everything. This one didn't have as much bang as the other one. Okay, so that means I think we're going to go into downtime next. But we should probably save that for our next game. So the people who went on both jobs are going to have 2 downtime, so 4 activities, unless you want to pay for more, you're welcome to. And the people who went on one get 2 downtime activities, so yeah, 1 chunk.
And one of us needs to do, because we have a shame level, has to dedicate a downtime to
that's explain right, or that's apologizing. What we do.
I feel like there are 2 obvious choices for them. They're both played by Peter.
Oh, so that's how a bus feels.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Samael.
Mm-hmm. I fucked up. I mean, messed up. And I'm sorry. I guess. I mean,
But no, my point was either Samael got into major trouble, so him having to make reparations for that makes sense. And then you literally have a teacher set up at two.
Apologist.
Exactly. That's why I said that.
Lee, my profession is apologizing for other people.
That is how we met, Lee, on behalf of the...
Speaking of Samael, Fia's gonna be so smug about having this grimoire.
He can't wait for you to, like, put that in his face.
I created that to fuck with Samael, but yeah, it works for you too. You also like magic shit.
Mm-hmm. I like keeping magic shit away from Samael.
He's gonna be reading it casually. In Samael's presence.
I think this is constituted as bullying.
Maybe I'll let him have a look if he doesn't cause a whole bunch of problems with it.
I don't think they know how to not cause problems. But all right, let's do our end of session nonsense. House Bastion.
We were very unorthodox.
We were.
Also very audacious.
You were also audacious, yes. Did you contend with challenges above your current station?
Yeah.
House Lavelle. Inside
a rebellion.
Lavelle and the City Watch, yes. Did you bolster your coterie's reputation or develop a new one?
What's her reputation?
I think we were hearing, yeah.
We snuck into a window and snuck somebody out with basically nobody noticing until it's way too late.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
For love. For true love.
For true love.
For love! Did you express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential natures of the coterie?
Nah. Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
No, we did.
Yes.
Did you look out for the little guy?
Literally,
absolutely.
Yes. We took care of four children.
We had communism, yes.
And children.
I was turned to four
children. That looks like five
to
me. All right, let's go down the list. Kelsey, would you like to go through your XP triggers?
Sure.
That's what they're called on the page.
Address the challenge with fey power and or control. I don't think I did a whole lot of magic this time.
Fair enough.
So probably not for either of those. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any scandals, and my vice hasn't really come up yet. So, or indulgence, that's what's called here.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just
one of my plans was to put an opera going on in one of the rooms of the Lavelle house, but that didn't come up either.
Oh no. Next session.
That's
right,
maybe. I'll be able to use them. Yeah, I'll be able to reuse any stuff that didn't come up. So
So I'll just throw one in my character XP, I think.
Fair enough. You and Vivi's vice haven't come up yet, and I'm scheming.
I am sure you will work them in soon.
I hope so. Peter.
Hello.
Your turn. Would you like to go through your XP triggers? Mm-hmm.
You addressed a challenge with expertise and or calculation. I think I did. I think there was a bit of both.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I was teaching these kids. And, I mean, even looking for the kids and creating a backup plan was some calculation. You expressed your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. Yeah. I struggled with issues for my indulgences or scandals. I did not do that one, no. So I think I get three?
Sounds right to me.
Just toss those into mind. Yep. Yeah. Samael didn't do shit, so they don't get shit.
Nope. Saint!
Yes,
let's
hello.
Let's go through Fuse's XP's triggers. Hello.
Yeah. Teresa wasn't here, so nothing for her. For Fuse, our good ally, address a challenge with evasion and/or mayhem. Yes to both. The evasion was more actually dealing with Ren. interposing and then just being, and the evasion here is we were evading consequences of, you know, getting caught at the Lavelle Manor. And then Mayhem, I mean, incited a crowd, you know?
Yeah. I think that counts.
And then Express Relief drives Heritage background. What do you think? You think I did? Because I think I did.
Let me think. You know, I seem to remember you talking with your ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, talking a lot about communism.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess? From a certain point of view?
Maybe. Sugar issues your indulgence or scandals. Yeah, the City Watch showing up and noticing because you pointed that out, and I was like, I fully embrace this. So I think that's a full four.
I would like to give you guys more XP.
And I would like to have it. So same. Thank you. I'm going to put it all into character XP. I'm halfway there.
Heck. All right. And last, but certainly not least, our son, Salil.
Okay. Did I address the challenge with stealth and or perception? I believe I did both.
I think you did.
Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I mean, I tapped my buskin friend and we worked together to find the other buskin. So I think that for sure. I have no scandals and my indulgence has not caused me problems. So I think that's three, which is enough to fill up my character XP track.
Hey.
Fuck yes.
Now I have to decide what special ability I want to take. I might decide that and like tell you all when we come back.
That's perfectly fine.
Because I might look at doing, like, a veteran. Is veteran an option here?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay. Both of my characters use veteran advances for their first thing, so.
Okay, yeah. I might look and see if there's anything from another playbook that feels appropriate. Otherwise, I'll probably get Artful Trespass, because it feels appropriate.
That's a very good one. Okay. That sounds like that. And that's downtime. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Court of Blades. And thank you once again to Saint Nastaney for playing with us. Astaney can be found at A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, Astaney, at both Twitter and Twitch. Saint can be found on Twitter at SaintGardly, and everywhere else as SaintGard. Court of Blades was written by Navi and Sean Drake. You can get a copy of your very own on their Itch storefront at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. Thank you, once again, to 8ER41 on Pixabay for this music that you're hearing now. Kelsey, Peter, and I have all of our information in the description below if you need to find us. As for the podcast, you can find us on Twitter at RollWithItAP, along with the usual places. But you can also find us on Tumblr at with the same name. Tune in next time for courtly intrigue, romance, and all sorts of shenanigans as our characters deal with their personal lives in between errands. Until then, whether the dice are coming up nat ones or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.